American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is good afternoon, good evening. Well, if you're West Coast, it's still good afternoon. At any rate, this is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday, 20th of January, 2017. Now, what is significant about that date? Let me see. No, it's not the winter solstice. January 20th. Mike, what's January 20th of 2017? Trump Day? No. It's Trump Watch Day. Now we get to watch the man. He got the presidency. He definitely got the presidency. He got the rose bushes. He definitely got the rose bushes.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what happens now. I'll tell you what, I've been just chit-chatting with a few people, daily ramblings around. People are tickled pink. I mean, they're just... And I watched the inauguration ceremonies as much as I could today, but I made sure I didn't miss his actual inauguration speech. And a lot of people said, well, it was kind of anticlimactic. Well, what did you want him to do? He said everything on the campaign trail. And I do believe Donald Trump's a guy of his word, so why would you have to repeat yourself if you're a man of your word? And he only referenced himself one time. Now, just in case you've been off the planet for a while and just got back and you missed it, here is Donald Trump's very short, about 15-minute inauguration speech. And I was just so glad. Oh, and by the way, notice there was no nukes that were dropped. No snipers. He and his wife actually walked down Pennsylvania Avenue. Yes. Of course, he had, I thought I was seeing things. There had to have been 50, 60 Secret Service agents walking along with him. But, you know, if you're a sniper or something like that, what does that matter? They weren't standing in front of him, and they weren't riding on his back. But all the fears that Donald might not make it. Now the new wave of, oh, impeach, oh, you know, I don't know if Donald Trump does half of what he said he was going to do. This guy is a cinch for 2020. Question is, can he keep himself in good enough shape? He'll be 74. If he ran for a second term. But I think people are going to be impressed with this guy. Now, if we can continue the roll book, well, let's see what he first does. And then we can continue to roll back. Maybe we can get rid of the administrative police state. Maybe we can do that as well. Maybe we can actually start flying the peace flag instead of the war flag. You know, that beautiful stars and stripes. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, folks. I'm going to start flying the peace flag at my house. And people are curious, and I got curious neighbors, and when they ask, I'll be able to educate them. At any rate, Here is Donald Trump's inauguration speech. Whew. Gosh, he took so much time. 15 minutes.
Chief Justice Roberts, President Carter, President Clinton, President Bush, President Obama, fellow Americans, and people of the world, thank you. We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all of our people. Together, we will determine the course of America and the world for many, many years to come. We will face challenges. We will confront hardships, but we will get the job done. Every 4 years, we gather on these steps to carry out the orderly and peaceful transfer of power. And we are grateful to President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama for their gracious aid throughout this transition. They have been magnificent. Thank you. Thank you. Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning, because today we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people. For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country. Their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land. That all changes, starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you. It belongs to everyone gathered here today and everyone watching all across America. This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country. What truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people. January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer. Everyone is listening to you now. You came by the tens of millions to become part of a historic movement, the likes of which the world has never seen before. At the center of this movement is a crucial conviction that a nation exists to serve its citizens. Americans want great schools for their children, safe neighborhoods for their families, and good jobs for themselves. These are just and reasonable demands of righteous people and a righteous public. But for too many of our citizens, a different reality exists. Mothers and children trapped in poverty in our inner cities. Rusted out factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation. An education system flush with cash, but which leaves our young and beautiful students deprived of all knowledge. And the crime, and the gangs, and the drugs that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country of so much unrealized potential. This American carnage stops right here and stops right now. We are one nation, and their pain is our pain. Their dreams are our dreams, and their success will be our success. We share one heart, one home, and one glorious destiny. The oath of office I take today is an oath of allegiance to all Americans. For many decades, we've enriched foreign industry at the expense of American industry, subsidized the armies of other countries while allowing for the very sad depletion of our military. We've defended other nations' borders while refusing to defend our own. And spent trillions and trillions of dollars overseas while America's infrastructure has fallen into disrepair and decay. We've made other countries rich while the wealth, strength, and confidence of our country has dissipated over the horizon. One by one, the factories shuttered and left our shores with not even a thought about the millions and millions of American workers that were left behind. The wealth of our middle class has been ripped from their homes and then redistributed all across the world. But that is the past. And now we are looking only to the future. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first. Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs will be made to benefit American workers and American families. We must protect our borders from the ravages of other countries making our products, stealing our companies, and destroying our jobs. Protection will lead to great prosperity and strength. I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never, ever let you down. America will start winning again, winning like never before. We will bring back our jobs. We will bring back our borders. We will bring back our wealth. And we will bring back our dreams. We will build new roads and highways and bridges and airports and tunnels and railways all across our wonderful nation. We will get our people off of welfare and back to work, rebuilding our country with American hands and American labor. We will follow two simple rules: buy American and hire American. We will seek friendship and goodwill with the nations of the world, but we do so with the understanding that it is the right of all nations to put their own interests first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. We will reinforce old alliances and form new ones and unite the civilized world against radical Islamic terrorism, which we will eradicate completely from the face of the earth. At the bedrock of our politics will be a total allegiance to the United States of America. And through our loyalty to our country, we will rediscover our loyalty to each other. When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. The Bible tells us how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. We must speak our minds openly, debate our disagreements honestly, but always pursue solidarity. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. Finally, we must think big and dream even bigger. In America, we understand that a nation is only living as long as it is striving. We will no longer accept politicians who are all talk and no action, constantly complaining but never doing anything about it. The time for empty talk is over. Now arrives the hour of action. Do not allow anyone to tell you that it cannot be done. No challenge can match the heart and fight and spirit of America. We will not fail. Our country will thrive and prosper again. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. It's time to remember that old wisdom our soldiers will never forget, that whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood of patriots. We all enjoy the same glorious freedoms, and we all salute the same great American flag. And whether a child is born in the urban sprawl of Detroit or the windswept plains of Nebraska, they look up at the same night sky, they fill their heart with the same dreams, and they are infused with the breath of life by the same Almighty Creator. So to all Americans in every city, near and far, small and large, from mountain to mountain, from ocean to ocean, hear these words. You will never be ignored again. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. And your courage and goodness and love will forever guide us along the way. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you. God bless America.
And there, ladies and gentlemen, is the inauguration speech by your 45th President of the United States. The thing that stands out about that speech, open your heart to patriotism. There is no room for prejudice. Wow. Get rid of the welfare state. Have jobs available. You want to eat or do you want to starve? That's what I thought. Go to work. Whew. I've got Mark Anderson. Mark, I'm assuming here by the note on my caller screen that you are in Washington, D.C. You don't have them yet? What do you mean yet? Well, I'm a little miffed on account I can't hear him. At any rate, 15 minutes. You know, you listen to Obama give a 15 or 30-minute talk, and he'll mention himself 50 or 100 times. I think he only referred to himself once. And he said repeatedly, you will not be disappointed. I will not fail you. And I think he means it. I mean, look at the guy. He's standing there in an inauguration for the presidency, the 45th president of the United States of America, and people were laughing when he threw his hat in the ring a year and a half ago. They were laughing out loud. Who is this clown? It's because he's got a reality show and $1 billion. Who does he think he is? You know what? I was watching very closely the faces of the people that Trump was shaking hands with. You know who? Bill and Hillary, these guys are career criminals, you know? So nothing much fazes them. But you know who looked like he was ready to jump out of his damn skin like he might be arrested at any second? Was George Bush. This guy looked as nervous as a cat. His wife still had that same smile plastered on her face. That has been surgically, she's been surgically altered. That's the way she looks all the time, even while sleeping. But George Bush, he did not look comfortable at all. He wanted to get his hat and get the hell out of there. And I have no reason other than maybe some creative thought here to think that maybe Georgie Porgy Sr. and Mama Bush, maybe they had a little bit of health failure because they were so worried about Donald Trump taking office. And if they are connected, because the Bushes and the Clintons, much to the mainstream media, try to paint them as, not polar opposites, but they really don't like each other. Oh, they were as thick as thieves. They were as thick as thieves. Just absolutely as thick as thieves. So, what... you think Mark had to go already? I'm sorry? Go where? What, did... Was martial law just declared in Washington, D.C.? What do you mean he had to go? He had a short time. Well, how long was he on hold, Mike? Jeez. Thanks, Mark. Okay, whatever. Monday, Tuesday, I don't know, whatever. There are not a lot of happy campers on the Hill. Not a lot of them. That was worth its weight in gold to me just to watch their expressions. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Reggie Hammond. No, not really. His name is Donald John Trump. He came to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and he's all out of bubblegum. The IT people went to work on the whitehouse.gov. The first thing they did was rip climate change off of there. and I may be in error here, but repeal Obamacare. They keep asking, okay, what are you going to replace it with? What are you going to replace it with? Well, you know what? We'll get around to it. We'll replace it. I have a funny feeling it'll never be replaced. And to be honest with you folks, I would like to see the government out of Social Security. I would like to see them out of Medicaid. I would like to see them out of Medicare. This is all we need here in this country. And it's as simple as this. An opportunity to go to work. Work for a living wage, create our own businesses without governmental interference. If that's the route you want to take, be your own boss, then you have nobody else to blame. Give us an honest money supply and turn us loose. That's all. Does that sound like an over complicated prescription for success? I don't think so. I think it's so fundamentally and stupidly simple that these people in Washington, D.C. just want to keep complicating things and just making it a little bit harder under the guise of trying to help us. We're working as hard as we can. Well, no. And if that's what you called work, please stop it. Now, I will remind people again. This is just a start. I think economically we're going to be in a lot better shape in 2017. I'm still worried about the international banker bastards, as I always am. That should be the next step, to get rid of the middlemen. See, and on the issue of healthcare, we got an honest money supply, and people are not being taxed to death, and medical stuff becomes competitive once again. Wow, you're going to be able to afford your own insurance.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about.
The one thing in that speech, though, military and police to protect us. Hold on here a second. You know, I noticed that Trump was doing a lot of saluting, and I got to thinking about that. I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. This guy's a civilian. He has not become a military commander. He's not a general. He's not an admiral. He is a civilian taking the presidency of the office of the United States. Now, I know to most folks, you know, all the saluting stuff, that's just recognition of authority. Yes and no. During wartime, he is the commander-in-chief. He is the commander, the top dog of all the armed forces. Coast Guard, et al. But not during times of peace. And, excuse me, but I can't even remember the last time I called 911 for the police to show up. Because there wasn't something that I couldn't handle, or I chose not to engage in. Didn't need the police. I want to draw your attention to republicbroadcasting.org if you'll go to our site. Now, this wasn't anybody getting killed or maimed or beaten to within an inch of their life. No. By, I'm sure, police standards, this was benign and kind of a yuck-yuck. To some, the most beautiful thing about having a cell phone is being able to film the police. And there are people that do exactly that. And some do it for reasons of activism. Others do it to provoke the police into a confrontation. Still others film because they're watching something they want everybody else to see. But there's one thing upon which everybody can agree. Photography is not a crime. Patrick Roth makes a habit out of bringing transparency to the police force, and whether they want it or not. As the owner of YouTube channel Dallas Community Watch, Roth uses citizens' journalism to hold police accountable for their actions. In the past, during the wee hours of the morning, Roth would slowly drive by the police station after the police had taken notice. They decide to make his life a bit more miserable by pulling him over and using his cracked windshield as a reason as enough to detain him. But it's Roth's latest video which is creating quite a stir. Last week, Roth decided to head down onto the county jail there, right about the same time when the correction officers were changing shifts. Now, most of the officers didn't seem to care too much that the young man was filming them exit and enter the building. It was shift change. But one corrections officer became irate at the thought she was being filmed without her permission. The woman has allegedly been identified as Jasmine Joseph. I didn't make it up. That's her real name. Jasmine Joseph. Now, Joseph, appearing to be quite full of herself, may have started out joking and threatening Roth, but all jokes aside, she lost her cool when she removed her service belt and chased Roth down a public sidewalk. All the while, she was threatening him, saying, "I'm fixing to whoop your ass with my belt. I'm going to tear your little ass up." Now, I think he was going to get some assistance from fellow police officers, who Roth later identified as CO or commanding officer. He was almost apprehended by the man who promised to arrest him right now for filming in public. So let's make sure that we get all the facts straight here. It's perfectly legal for police officers to record any and all interactions with the public by way of their body cameras and sunglass cameras, even when they're on private property. But it's not okay when somebody else does it. And once again, there's another standard for law enforcement personnel, one that you and I are not privy to being able to enjoy. Now, theirs is, I can do whatever I want and get away with it because I'm Johnny Law. And ours is, you have to be 100% compliant with all of my commands, or I'm going to whip you with my belt, stomp on your face, elbow you, knee you, choke you, slam you to the ground, have my buddies jump in and beat some more, taser you, handcuff, hit you in the face while you're handcuffed, or just shoot you. Unfortunately, that's the reality when dealing with the police sometimes. You really have no idea what they're going to do because they're held to a little different standard of behavior, a lower standard of comportment. Now, after being assaulted and threatened, Roth attempted to file a complaint with the police department's Captain Lawley, but he was told the woman in the video couldn't be identified and therefore would not be disciplined in any way. I'm making it up. Now, for those who say people shouldn't go around stalking the police and filming them without their permission, activists respond that the police shouldn't be doing that either. It's an invasion of privacy except in public spaces. Well, the Supreme Court has ruled that you really don't have any assurance of privacy when you're in public. Okay, that knife cuts both ways then, Supreme Court judges. Now, is the question here, is there any connection between Officer Joseph's actions and the subsequent ill feelings for police? We think so. The more you treat citizens like pesky little animals or beneath you, the more you put yourself and the lives of your fellow officers in danger. You know, it's time that you guys in the blue out there wake up. Do something Joseph obviously hasn't done. Educate yourself on your rights, as well as the Constitution and states' rights, that all citizens have. Begin to hold yourself accountable to a higher standard and realize you, too, may be on camera one day. And your actions will determine what happens next. Go watch the video. He was standing there, and there were cops swarming all over the place. Nobody was paying any attention. Until this one fat Jasmine Joseph come waddling out of the police department there, shucking and jiving with her friends, and then she saw this kid with a camera and just went off on him. Really? Well, she finally chased him down a set of stairs. He yelled back at her, "You just lost your job, lady." And which she should. Now, here's the problem. And I understand. You know, talking about a knife cutting both ways. I understand. I would not be enjoying myself if I was a cop, let's say, in any inner city USA. I really wouldn't. I personally couldn't deal with it. Now, would I have the discipline not to take a cheap shot? Or if I thought I could get away with it, shoot somebody? I don't imagine myself ever doing that. But I also wouldn't see myself setting myself up for daily abuse just for being a cop. So I like what Donald said during his inauguration speech. Open your heart to patriotism and there'll be no room for prejudice. And that is exactly right. Show me you matter. Do something for yourself. Show me you have a little bit of self-respect. Don't you dare demand respect from me. As if you can just say those words and instant respect is just showered upon you. It don't work that way. This is the real world. There's going to be a lot of unhappy people in this country because they have been taught. They have been taught that you don't have to do anything. Just be alive and you can collect welfare. Those days are soon coming to an end. I look for the public school system in this country to be dismantled. And we can start going after these. God, and they are actually children of people of the 60s. Gee, I wonder how that happened. That they became snowflakes. And this radical communist element operating within our educational systems. You know, I was talking to a woman today and I told her, I said, one of the planks of the ten planks of the Communist Manifesto, rather, is to have a public school system, free education for the public, and that system is to be used as a transmission belt for government propaganda. And ladies and gentlemen, those words can't be any truer than what they are. So, excuse me, Mr. Trump, I don't need the military to protect me, and I don't need the police to protect me. I've got a mind, I have a will, and I have a gun. And it doesn't matter who it is. Whether it's somebody in uniform in the military, somebody in uniform being a cop, or somebody that's just in civilian clothes is a run-of-the-mill criminal. I don't care who they are. They threaten my life. I have the ability to defend myself. And I don't give a damn what authority you claim. That's Life Lesson 101. Brent in California. Hello, Brent.
Yeah. You know what I think is that the bad apples of the bunch have figured out that were operating outside the Constitution and taking advantage of it, and thinking, well, they're not going to bust me because they're not going to open up this can of worms.
I know for a fact that some people are, how should I say, reticent to engage in certain circumstance because whatever comes out of it is certainly not going to be worth the effort or the danger that these people involved would present themselves with. I don't see any peacemaking in police anymore. I don't see any de-escalation of the police. All I see is more and more threat and more threat of violence. And if you don't comply, you're going to get violenced on.
Well, it's their policies that make it us or them kind of mentality.
Well, yeah, and with some encouragement. And you've heard me speak about this many times coming from the FBI, coming from Comey's office. That he's out there giving the memorandum of understanding to all police departments, sheriff's departments, anything that's got a damn badge and walks around in a uniform, that we have about a third of a million sovereign citizens out there that they're just aching for the chance to mow you down in the streets.
Yeah.
You know, it takes two to tango, and it takes two to ratchet up a situation. Yeah. And I, for the life of me, and I'm telling you the truth here, Brent, I lived in a small town. It was in Sandusky, Ohio. But I had never seen or heard the police beating the crap out of somebody or shooting them or killing them unless it was absolutely justified. And when I'm talking about beating the crap out of somebody, I'm not talking about 5 or 10 officers just wailing away on somebody. When it only takes a couple of them to seize them and cuff them and get them in the back of a car. Now, some instances, PCP or some Billy Bad Butt could kick 4 or 5 of them's butt. I get that. But then in order to subdue the subject, you take stronger measures. But your first thought isn't just to empty your clip out in them. And this is the militarization of the police that we have had in this country by continuing to take veterans in and going from one theater of war and telling them, you're at war here. And you know what? Your greatest accomplishment of your day is going to be home, to make it home alive. Wow.
Well, this us or them attitude, it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible.
Well, and that should and can and will be de-escalated. I mean, it just absolutely has to. Because I think the cops were starting to get the idea that maybe their policies and their tactics weren't wearing so well with the public, and they're just being shot at random. Now, I'm not saying that these aren't creatures that are lawbreakers anyhow that are doing the shootings. I'm not saying that. What I am saying, it gave them pause for cause because what was to protect them? Their badge? Their little 6 gun they got on their strapped on their hip? If somebody has real intent to do you damage, brother, they're going to do damage to you.
Yeah.
And at one time, Brent, in this country, you didn't mess with cops. Number one, you didn't want to cause yourself any trouble. But deep down, even criminals, deep down, knew that the guys in the blue were the good guys. They were just out there trying to keep the peace and getting the real lawbreakers and murderers and thieves and rapists and baby rapers and father rapers and mother rapers off the streets. But now it's an attitude across the board, and it's got to stop.
Well, what's going to happen to the victims of the abuse that's been going on? Is there going to be any justice for them?
Well, there's all. Well, it's like anything else. Once
probably
they,
not.
Well, but no, there are avenues. Now, this isn't about just making an example out of one or two cops.
It's not about.
Brent, let me finish, Brent. Let me finish my thought, please. Okay. What I was going to say, it's more about changing the attitude of police, period. And when they talk about police training, I mean real training. The way they used to train cops, if there is a possible way that you don't have to bring out a baton, you don't have to bring out mace, and now they got their little high-voltage tasers that make your teeth rattle, and if you've got a weakened heart, you might end up in the morgue with a toe tag on. What I'm saying to you is, Brent, is this whole attitude of police. At one time, it was tolerable in this country. People didn't freak out when they saw a cop in a rearview mirror driving down the road. Or if you saw a cop and a cop asked you a question, you didn't automatically get real defensive and go, you know what, I want a lawyer. You know, I mean, Brent, I'm just saying. What does the individual do? They still have recourse. They can still sue. They can do those sorts of things, which really doesn't solve the problem by making an example out of a couple of them. This has got to come from within.
Yep.
All right?
Okay. Thanks, John.
All right, Brent.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there.
Unfortunately, There is another story on republicbroadcasting.org. As soon as I whip through the rotating banner here to make sure that it's up before I lead you to some place that doesn't have what I say that it does. Mike, the story about the cop shooting there is not posted. I'm sorry? All right. Let's go to the phones. Brent in California. I'm sorry? I already took him. Oh, that's an... Oh. But the other guy's name was Brian. At any rate. You know what Trump is even able to do? Get Lockheed to agree to cut their F-35 price below $100 million. $100 million for a jet? Clayton in California. Hello, Clayton.
Hello.
Hello.
John.
Clayton. Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you.
You know, I did not even know about the peace flag until I listened to your show. And that's why I always contribute to you guys whenever I can, because I did not learn this in school. Nobody else will tell me this. And I also want to say that your mention of the father rapers from Alice's restaurant just killed me.
we forgot the 8.5x10 glossy photographs down at Alice's restaurant.
Anyway, that's all I had to say, so I just wanted to call in and say, you know what, I love you guys, I listen every day, I contribute whenever I can, and you are important, and you do a great job.
I am most appreciative. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Folks, I want to do a whole lot more with this network. I want to start getting to people that want to start making a difference. You know, I was dead serious. Now that Trump has been set on Washington, D.C., and some of the cockroaches are already diving for the sewers. I want activists and politicals, not just political for the sake of being political and being a part of some organization that we elect the best way. You know, I mean, some people make a career out of this crap, and I find them to be the most useless people on the face of the planet. I am talking about real grassroots here. To start turning back the clock in this country to a time that we knew what a republic was, we knew what the role of the state was and the role of the citizen was. You know, these 50 little sovereign little things, I know the FBI hates the word sovereign, but get over it, you administrative asshats. And we can change things, folks. I mean, we can change things, not just for ourselves and the satisfaction of restoring our country. But how many of you out there have kids? How many of your kids are getting ready to have kids? How many of your kids that had kids, their kids are getting ready to have kids? And you're still alive. Wouldn't you like to see a good change, a positive change, before you shuffle off this mortal coil? I'm sure that you would. I got some ideas from this for this coming year, folks. I'm tired of just reporting on their crap. I want to start moving and shaking. I got Robbie Ravold online. Well, I'll take him after the top of the hour here.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.